Hello, and welcome to I Hate Talking, a podcast about talking, including etymology, frustrating topics, current events, and other random subjects. I'm Adam.
And I'm Steph. We are married, and we invite you into these discussions with us as we talk about the good and the bad of talking.
We hope you enjoy today's episode. All right, welcome to episode one of I Hate Talking.
Hi, everyone.
And we're just going to go through a little bit about what we're hoping to cover on our show and then jump into our topic of the evening.
Sounds great.
So on I Hate Talking, we're going to be talking about etymology. We are going to be talking about perhaps some topics that frustrate people in their everyday lives. We're going to be talking about current events and just random topics in general. So as you may have heard, we used a word that maybe some people are not familiar with, and that is the word etymology. Would you care to explain maybe what you think the word etymology means?
I don't know that word.
Well, then it's a very apt word, because etymology is the study of words and their origin and the evolution of their use over time.
Thank you.
So that's one of the things that we're going to be incorporating into our show, is either a word or a phrase of every show. And we've already arrived at the word or phrase of the show for today's episode, the word etymology.
I'm learning so much already.
Excellent. Well, that's what we want everyone to do. So we are going to take the very first five episodes and expand on the topics and scope of our podcast. And we're going to use the who, what, where, when, and why methodology. So tonight's episode is going to be focused on who. Who hates talking? So my co-host apparently hates talking, which is a surprise, because usually I am the one that hates talking and she is the one that enjoys talking.
That's true. Oh, no. So, okay, go on.
So I have two ideas on particular people or groups of people that hate talking. The very first one would be introverts. What are your thoughts on introverts?
Well, my initial thoughts on introverts would be just what they are. Like, by definition, I feel like an introvert is somebody who receives energy being alone. An extrovert, on the other hand, would receive energy being around people and social interactions. And so an introvert, by that definition, their energy would be expended when they're in social situations, and they would get their energy by being alone, maybe by reading or driving by themselves or just in silence.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a apt description of introverts and extroverts. And I think part of the reason that introverts perhaps don't like talking is actually more of a control issue, where maybe they feel that others are controlling the conversation or controlling the narrative. And when introverts don't have control of the situation or know what's expected, that causes that energy to be expended.
Is the control an issue because they're concerned about how they appear or what's going to happen if other people are speaking?
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it, is that the perception and how others view that person in those social interactions is in the forefront of their mind. I think a lot of introverts are also going to be associated with highly sensitive or highly aware of their surroundings, and therefore they may have a higher degree of sensitivity to the perception of others when they're in those social situations.
That makes sense. I remember hearing the stats. I don't quite remember exactly, but it's something like maybe 20 or 30% of highly sensitive people are extroverts and the rest would be classified as introverts. I do not classify myself as a highly sensitive person or an introvert. So I think as you're explaining, being aware of your surroundings, being aware of what other people are saying and doing is not a gift I have. Often it kind of will flow off my back and I'll say, whoops, I made a mistake, and I move on with my life.
Yeah, and I think that's also part of the reason that introverts may not enjoy talking, or at least have the perception of hating to talk to people. It's not that they actually disenjoy talking to people. It's just that they don't know necessarily what's expected of them or what the conversation might bring in regards to how people perceive them, or even if they will be prepared to have a conversation or to be able to answer certain questions or actually have a successful interaction with the person that they're talking to.
So in your opinion, is it they're thinking long-term what this other individual will think of them? Or is it in the immediate, I do not have an answer that satisfies myself?
Yeah, I think it could be a bit of both. So in the, I think in the modern day and age, right, there's a focus on open work environments and the pressure to have more people talk to one another. But I think those certain environments can actually be stressful for people that fall within this category. And it actually produces more stress and less productivity because they are concerned about how they will be perceived and how these interactions will go, rather than having a safe spot that they can actually retreat to and do their work and then control the interactions that they have with people on an ongoing basis through having set meeting areas and set meeting times, as well as set agendas and understanding of what is going to be discussed.
So hearing you talk, I'm feeling like I can see a lot of positives as well as negatives in that.
Yeah, so there are a lot of positives. There also can be some negatives, but I think some of those negatives are maybe, again, perceived negatives. They may not be negatives intrinsically of themselves, because the introverts or the highly sensitive or these people that seek out this quiet time to be able to perform their job function or produce art or do things that they are passionate about may be perceived by others as being disconnected or not part of the larger group. However, they can still be able to provide a lot of positive impact and things that they can produce that are impactful to the society in general. Whereas maybe some of these concepts in terms of forced conversation actually have a negative impact on that productivity and passion.
It's making me think, as I was hearing you talk, that as you would consider yourself a highly sensitive person that's an introvert, and I would be the opposite in both of those, when we talked about this podcast and it came up, I would have instinctively just turned on my iPhone and started talking and then posted it and been like, there, we're done. And then let's do this again next week. That was fun. Where you went and did a lot of, you did some research, figured out what equipment is a good idea. And as the beginning of this podcast shows, you actually had a thought process at starting, when I was like, I don't know, are we gonna just, we'll just talk, right? And it'll work out. So I can see the, like you're saying, the benefits of taking your time and being very thoughtful in these conversations, where my instinct would have just been to do this 2 months ago and figured it out as we went along.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's how I approach most of things in my life, is having a plan, being prepared, having a structure behind the things that I'm going to do, planning for contingencies, so understanding what potential outcomes may be out there and planning accordingly for how to adjust and overcome different contingencies that may present themselves, and actually, you know, not necessarily having a particular urgency in terms of understanding and planning for those things, unless there are certain deadlines. But we've actually been talking about this since January, and now we are in April. So it has been quite a while that we've been thinking about this and planning this, and also just the busyness of life that we've been dealing with, other things that have maybe precluded us from starting on these projects, but we are here now. So I have another bold statement that not only introverts hate talking, but that everyone hates talking.
Oh, okay. So tell me about that.
So I think even extroverts, right, as we've categorized them as maybe gaining energy or enjoying the presence of others and enjoying conversation, versus the introverts that we've been talking about, and, you know, potentially that having a lot of overlap with the highly sensitive in terms of maybe those that seek out quiet spots and have their own method of producing and being passionate about things that they enjoy, that when it comes down to everyone, that there are certain topics that people hate talking about, and that when you get into some of those topics, that everyone will hate talking.
Are those topics universal, or is it certain people will hate certain topics with certain individuals?
So I think that culturally, you know, given that we're in the Western civilization, that there will be certain topics that are going to be avoided, not necessarily because people dislike talking about them, but because, again, people are concerned with their perception and what people think about them, right? Typically, you're going to think of religion or politics as being something that is not necessarily going to be something that you talk about immediately with somebody that you don't know. You're going to have trust established, especially within the workplace or within certain political conversations, that you don't want to make yourself too vulnerable to these people on those certain topics. And that may be universal, hard to say necessarily in terms of those things being completely perhaps disregarded in terms of conversations that you can have right off the bat. But I think that is some things that we'll get into in future episodes in terms of what people hate talking about. But I certainly think that there are some universal concepts, and then perhaps based on the individual, there also are some things that perhaps are avoided or hated even.
Is it, in your opinion, then good to have things you hate talking about? Or should everything be fair game?
So I think that is part of something that we want to address during this show, is being able to talk and have a discussion and be able to understand things from other people's point of view and understand their perspective. As perhaps a often quoted author would say, walk a mile in their shoes and understand what they are going through. I think that having those conversations is important, but with some of these topics that are maybe either disliked by certain people or even have a degree of vulnerability to them, that we must approach them carefully and make sure that we are discussing them appropriately. Mm-hmm. So what's something that you can think of that you hate talking about?
I hate talking about would be, we talked about this at dinner, at our family dinner with our kids tonight, that I hate lying. I hate people that aren't that are dishonest. Or if I know they've been dishonest in the past, I don't like talking to them because I don't trust them. And I'm constantly wondering if I can trust them. So I think the thing I would hate isn't necessarily a topic, but it's talking to people that I do not think are honest.
Yeah, it's a very nuanced observation. I think that not only are there certain categories of people that maybe are associated with introvert or extrovert or highly sensitive or not highly sensitive, as well as the topics that we may or may not like talking about, but there's also the why of why we hate talking. And some of that may be previous broken trust or previous dishonesty that we don't like talking, or even to put it bluntly, we hate talking to these people because of those past experiences.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So we've covered a number of things in terms of who hates talking. We've covered introverts versus extroverts and the overlap with highly sensitive versus not highly sensitive. And we've even delved in a little bit to some of the things on what people hate talking about and why they hate talking. So as we wrap up tonight, let's pivot and talk a little bit about what current events are happening and wrap up with that this evening in terms of maybe a current event or a person that is currently talking about something that maybe we do agree with or do not agree with. Your thoughts?
Well, I didn't know we were doing this and I would have prepared otherwise. For those who may not know, I am a stay-at-home homeschool mom. So my current events currently are what's going on with my elementary school kids and their friends. So I'll let you take over what's happening in the world outside our house.
So I think we have a number of things. We just had our solar eclipse. It is to be determined on when we will release these first set of episodes, but I think it is safe to say that we will not have another solar eclipse in the United States prior to when we release this episode.
Oh, yes, I hope so. Otherwise, yes. As eclipse was really cool. I know you didn't get to see it very much, but me and the kids really got a good view of it from where we were. And it was really cool. And I sure hope to see it again in the next 20 years. And I hope that this is released before 20 years from now.
Excellent. All right. So I think that's where we'll end it for this episode. Next time we'll be back to talk more about what people hate talking about. But until then, from your friends at I Hate Talking, remember, it is only through talking that we begin the journey to understanding.